A newly signed executive order by Philadelphia's mayor reaffirms the use of project labor agreements for city-funded construction projects. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
A project labor agreement, or PLA, sets conditions for construction work, wages, and makes union labor virtually mandatory. Mayor Sherrell Parker called it making sure the work was done right.
In essence, these agreements have helped us avoid work stoppages, improve public safety, and protect workers from wage theft, tax fraud, and misclassification of employees as independent contractors.
Ryan Boyer, who heads the building trade, says he's proud of the mayor.
And I want to say this isn't about union versus non-union. This is union versus non-human. Some people want to come here and do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And if you see my mayor, she don't roll like that.
The PLAs apply to city requests for proposals and the resulting projects funded with taxpayer money. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Burlington County Sheriff's Office will host its annual Veterans Expo tomorrow. WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns has details.
The county is home to the second largest group of veterans in the Garden State. Several county, state, and nonprofit organizations will be on hand at the expo. They'll share information about resources and services for veterans and their families. Veterans who want a free ID are being asked to bring their discharge document and another form of photo identification with them. The event will also offer free meals and health screenings. It will take place at Rowan College at Burlington County from 5 until 8 on Tuesday. More information is available at the county's website. From the New Jersey Desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Sunny out there on this Monday afternoon, warm as well. Atlantic City sitting at 74 degrees, Wilmington at 80, 81 right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Skies stay clear overnight for Philly with temperatures getting down to about 60.